fam.
Hello, fuck fam.
It's finally the two of us.
It's the two of us because why, Jade?
Because the drug dealer flopped on us like he would. Like all drug dealers flake.
Like true in true character for all drug dealers. Not that we weren't getting drugs delivered, by the way. We were going to have an actual Asian entrepreneur drug dealer come on the show and, you know, just like talk about his business, because that's just like another facet of entrepreneurism that isn't shown often, and he flaked on us.
I feel like he'd be like a fuckboy character if you were to predict his character.
Yeah, maybe he was scared of us. I don't know. Maybe I think he was never scared. Serious in the first place.
Yeah, maybe he just wanted to slide in.
I think he DMs. Did because when he was like, oh shit, I forgot, and then he was like, is there anything I can do to make up for it? I was like, what the fuck
kind of sus?
Sus?
Maybe he's like, oh, I'll take you out for dinner. How about that?
Yeah, what? That would be a
good way in. Cause I don't know if he'd be comfortable talking about his drug escapades on this.
I was wondering how we would, like, he was so willing to do it. I was just like, that's interesting.
I think he just wanted to meet you.
Maybe. I don't know. He will never now. he'll never meet me now. What's been up, Jade?
Well,
I turn towards you.
Okay. Well, it's been up and down. I think I've been dealing with some issues lately. So I just want to get it out.
Okay, get it out. Okay. I'm here for it.
I have a very strong opinion on this. I think, all right, tell me what you think. I think guys and girls cannot be platonic friends.
I half agree with you.
Why? Yes. Why?
I don't think that guys and girls can be platonic friends if one of them, especially if the girl is attractive, if the guy is attracted to the girl. And even then, even if the guy isn't attracted to the girl, it might be hard for them to be friends if they spend a lot of time together and he's attracted to her personality.
Do you think, like, eventually, even if he's not attracted to her, do you think eventually they'll fall in love if they spend a lot of time together? For example, coworkers, because it always happens in the workplace.
That's true. Yeah, I think for me, it's a matter of time. Yeah. I feel like it doesn't necessarily always 100% happen always, but it's like, why would you want to put yourself in that situation as the guy? Well, both of them, if they're both in relationships.
Say the girl is not in a relationship, but the guy is. But they spend every day at work together. Every day.
Okay, so work is a different situation. What, you want your man to quit his job because his coworker is a girl, Jake?
Yeah, for example, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Right? That didn't end up well because they were working on set together. That's and then true. They fell in love because they were spending every day together on set.
That's true.
So I do think the more time you spend with someone, even as a friend, you're eventually going to have feelings for them.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's true. But then also, like, the jealous side of me is, like, I'm sure there's girls out there that aren't jealous and people out there that aren't jealous. But, like, me personally, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a very jealous person. Mm-hmm. So me personally, I wouldn't let that fly. I don't want to let that fly for my boyfriend or someone I'm dating have, like, a girl best friend. I think that is a red flag.
Even if she was ugly?
Yeah, because she could glow up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, she just get plastic surgery and you never know.
And what happens then? You know, like, and that would be completely shallow of me to be like, okay, like, after she hits the gym and glows up, then you're not allowed to be friends with her. No, you just stay away from her from the beginning.
Okay, so then.
But I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
You talk about coworkers, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want him to do, Jade? What do you want your man to do if his coworker is a girl? What is your solution to this?
Like, to not hang out with them outside of work.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think at the end of the day, having female friends as a male, it's about, like, respect and boundaries. So, for example, say I have a Ferrari, right? Which in the future I will have a Ferrari.
Yes.
So say I have a Ferrari and I park it outside the club. All these people are trying to break into the Ferrari, but I know there's going to be locks and immobilizers and alarms going off because they can't really break into the Ferrari. But it's not about me being insecure. It's about me being territorial. Like, I don't want people near my Ferrari. I don't want people touching my Ferrari.
Yeah.
So that's why. So I think it's like a territory thing. Like, I don't want my man talking to, like, any girls at all. Wait, I don't want him having any girlfriends.
So the in this analogy, your man is a Ferrari.
My man is a Ferrari.
And you're the locks and whistles.
Yes. No, don't touch
now.
Don't touch the mirrors.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait, so, okay. So if we're dating, I'm not allowed to have any interaction with other girls.
I mean, you could like interact with them if you have to, like if you need to, but like, I don't think they should be like going out to dinner or having drinks or doing any type of socializing at all.
Okay. So I think that there are certain activities that are on the okay list and certain activities that are not on the okay list.
All right. Please tell me the okay list and the not okay list.
The okay list for meeting up with a platonic girlfriend while you're in a relationship would be a group hangout. Okay? You can hang out with this your friend as long as I come with you, right? I'll be best friends with her. I'll treat her great. You know, I'll be the because I mean I'm a girl. I like having girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
So we can all be friends together. We could all be best friends, right? But it's the fact that it's like, if he wants to go hang out with his friend alone, and I'm not invited, that's when I'm like, why? Mm. What do you guys have to say between each other that I can't hear?
Maybe they want to talk about you and the relationship. Yeah. Maybe she's low-key trying to like break you guys up.
Yeah, and I wouldn't know that because I'm not there. So yeah. I'd have to be there to know that. As far as alone activities, I mean... Okay, I think day activities are okay, but only certain ones.
Okay, like what? Is tennis okay?
But why the fuck? Okay, tennis is like, sure, only if I don't play tennis.
Ah. Okay, what about like wrestling?
Say she's
a wrestler.
That's a full-on contact sport, Jade. The fuck? No.
Or like they do like a boxing class. Like say you don't box, right? And they want to go to a group boxing class.
No.
That's enough for me too.
That's absolutely not.
Yeah.
Even so, here's the like thing that I've seen come up between guys and girlfriends and boyfriends, where this is an issue where the boyfriend plays video games mm-hmm. and the girlfriend doesn't, and she will one day hear through his headphones a girl playing with him, and it puts the girl in kind of the state of almost helplessness because it's like, what if he's playing like League of Legends? It's not like I can learn League of Legends today and play with you, you know?
Uh-huh.
But like, so you're just going to have to sit there and bear it and listen to some girl just because I've heard, I mean, I am a girl and I do play video games. And it's like the way that you play with a guy, it's like, it's almost like he's your boyfriend in the game.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. It's so intimate because you're like building a team together.
Yeah. And you're like, L. Lee said, uh-huh. the porn star said, uh-huh. like you're blasting turrets and you're like, you know, you're duo laning and he's protecting you in the game. You look so angry. You're like, yes, yes, yes. He's fucked. He's yeah. fucking dead.
No, I feel like they're the like it's easy to like fall in love like that because gaming together is like a huge connecting thing.
Okay, but here's another question. If it's that easy for him to fall in love with a girl, was he really the one to begin with?
But like falling in love takes a long time. So like this kind of thing would happen like over a 6 month, 1 year period.
Right.
So say like they're like gaming for like 6 months. They're like they're eventually going to catch feelings, I feel.
So your solution to it would to be just to nip it in the bud. No, you cannot play video games with girls.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
No. Yeah. I don't think you should play video games. No, I don't think that's good. I don't think that's fair for me.
I'm trying to think of a way to do it. To where you don't seem like the controlling bitch in the situation. Hold on.
I'm territorial, not controlling.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
The thing with guys is like if you come off as territorial, especially in the beginning, mm-hmm. they're going to think that you're insecure and that's going to be unattractive to them. So in the beginning, at least you have to come off with the facade of not being territorial. So how do we do that?
Oh, okay. Then I'll just play the same game as them. I'm going to have a guy gamer friend then or like have a guy best friend and see how they feel.
That's not... with some guys it may work, but I know other guys who are way too proud to like have that work on them. I feel like simpier guys, they would get jealous and it would just be like, okay, fine, like we'll just play with each other. But then there's some guys who are like a little bit smarter than that, and they know that that's what you're doing. They'll be like, fine, then we'll just not be together then. And then it's backfired on you. Yeah, I'm sure there's a situation, Jade, where if a guy, like a really proud guy or something is just like, all right, I see what game you're playing. Then let's just not be together. Then you've lost. You've lost before the race started.
But how will they realize?
Because they have brains, Jade. Because they fucking are autonomous creatures. Because they fucking think, Jade. You're not the only one with a brain.
No, but like they would realize they're getting a taste of their own medicine. And then they'll be like, oh, okay, I see what you mean now. Now I feel the same way. Now maybe I might be more sensitive to it.
But what if they don't care? What if they don't get jealous like you?
Oh, that's... Then I'm done with him.
You're done with him?
Yeah. Because if he doesn't like acknowledge my feelings about that, then I'm done. I'm moving on.
Okay, I think there's a point to be made there. I think what you can do in that situation is you can tell them, reason with them, right? You can say, I trust you, and I don't think that you're going to cheat on me. I hope you're not going to cheat on me, but this is how it makes me feel. It's making me feel insecure. And so at that point, it's not about whether or not he's going to cheat on you, but it's how it makes you feel. And if he invalidates how it makes you feel, then that's not good.
So if he, basically you're saying is, if he keeps hanging out with the girl and doesn't validate my feelings, then that's a no-no.
Yeah, that is a no-no, because that means that even if something never happens, the fact that it's making you suffer should be alone enough for him to put himself out of that situation. He should have enough empathy for you in the relationship if he really puts you first. And that's how you need to frame it to him. So it's not about jealousy at that point. It's about, this is how I feel. I'm being vulnerable to you because I'm telling you this is making me feel insecure. I'm putting myself out there for you. If you choose to keep doing what you're doing, then you're a fucking asshole.
Okay, I like that.
And if they're an asshole, then they're an asshole. I guess they're not the one.
Then they're not the one.
Yeah. Hmm.
Do you think, what about the other side of the coin? What if like a girl has like guy friends?
Me personally, I don't really have a lot of guy friends. I think a girl who has a lot of guy friends, who really enjoys being around a lot of guys and only guys, I mean, it could happen. I think those girls could be cool. But I think for the most part, I think that's a little bit of a red flag as well. I think if you are asking your partner to respect your feelings and your insecurities, then you need to do the same for them. So, for example, if you're like, hey, you hanging out with Jennifer tonight is, you know, going to make me insecure, then you can't hang out with Mark tomorrow and go hiking with him. Now, how do you feel? I feel like you feel differently. You want to hang out with all the guys.
I mean, I don't really want to go hiking with anybody, honestly.
Do you think the same applies to you?
Well, I think so. I think it should be like a fair game.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think if he can't have girlfriends and I can't have guy friends.
Who do you think is more prone to cheating?
That's tough. I feel like girls get away with it. And guys are like more, they get caught easily.
Because they're stupid.
Yeah.
Because they don't overthink things. Girls have already planned out in their brain every permutation of what might happen in a life for everything. And guy, just like Alan's like, I've never thought of that before. Guys don't really overthink things like that.
Oh, that's why they're never as stressed as we are.
Yeah. Unless there are guys who are like professional cheaters. Like there are. So I saw this TikTok where a guy was basically coaching another one of his like male podcaster friends on how to cheat. And he was saying that the perfect cheating activity, or like the perfect activity to cover up for cheating, is to say you're going fishing.
I heard this TikTok.
We have the same FYP.
Okay, please expand on that.
Yeah, okay. So he said at first he used the gym, because what guy doesn't want to go to the gym? But then his girl one day looked up the hours to the gym, and apparently that gym was like a small gym, and like it had weird hours that day. So she looked up the gym and was like, it closed at like 6 today, and you're out till 9, and you said you're at the gym. So immediately caught, right? But fishing is like one of those things, like you don't come home until you catch the fish, right?
It's like a 5-hour, 6-hour, 8-hour. Yeah.
And you use it to say, I like fishing because I like being alone. Therefore, I'm going to put my phone away. Reasonable, right? That's fine, babe. Do your thing. I want to give you space. You're alone. You're not with another girl. So that's fine, right? You can go fishing. And then you might go fishing and be like, oh, I'm out of touch. I'm on the water. You know, No service, so you can't reach me.
Wow.
So some guy, whoever fuck that TikToker, that podcast guy who thought of that, he's a professional cheater.
What's his name?
I have no idea.
Okay, was he, what race was he?
Why does it matter?
I'm just curious. I'm just curious. I'll do my research later.
He's black.
Okay, okay, okay.
Race doesn't matter, guys. Okay. That's not, that's, you're just, curious. Curious. You're just curious. Okay. I date Asian guys, and like, I've had Asian guys cheat on me before.
How did you catch them?
Well, I caught him because I didn't really ever even catch them, but like, okay, so there's one, he was a poker player. And
it's always the poker players, huh?
Yeah, he was a poker player. And like, first of all, he told me he was like 32, but he actually looked like 38. I showed his picture to my friends and they're like, dude, he's not 32. And I was like, ah, but like, whatever. Uh-huh. And then he would never bring me to his place. And he would say it's because my place is more convenient for him, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. That's cool. Like, I have a nice apartment. It's just me and my dogs. Like, that's fine. We can chill. And then he would only hit me up on either like a random, like just a random weekday. It would never be weekends. I was never the weekend girl. Because weekends are reserved for the main girl. It would be like a random Tuesday night, right? Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be late at night either. It would be like right after work hours, like around like from 5 to like 7:30. And then you're like, oh, I gotta go.
Oh, because then he'd go home to his girlfriend at like 8, 9, bedtime time.
Bedtime time. Yeah, no spending the night. And then what really did it for me is he ghosted me after a while. And I was like, I'm not the type to chase. So I just like, I'm not the type to chase, but I'm the type to snoop. Okay. So I didn't chase him, but I stalked all of his socials.
Okay.
What
did you find?
I found his Snapchat through some type of social, because he didn't give me his Snapchat, and he had pictures of like a baby and another girl on his Snapchat. So I'm guessing that was his.
He has a baby?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He was a father?
He was a father.
A father was cheating.
Of not my baby, of someone else's.
Wow, I thought fathers were good people. I guess
no.
Not.
What? No.
Because like, I thought they would have more empathy. You know what I mean? Because they have a baby. So I thought they'd be like more empathetic for women.
Yeah, you would think that. But that's not the case. Wow. So yeah, that's how I caught the cheating.
Okay. Through Snapchat.
Yeah. Oh, I also heard of a really creative way to cheat.
All right. Tell me.
It was on a podcast. So the guy said the most creative way that he's seen someone cheat is that they will share a note. So they'll write something in their notes, and then they'll share that note with the other person. And then after the exchange, they'll delete the whole thread.
What do you mean? Like passing notes? Like passing notes through the phone?
Yeah, passing notes through the phone. So that way, because it's like, okay, if I'm like hanging out with you, like I'm with my boyfriend or like whatever, you're my girlfriend, and I'm on my, am I messaging all the time? You can just like look over and be like, who are you messaging, right? Mm-hmm. But if I'm on my notes app, I'm just writing notes to myself. Like you're not... That's not going to like, unless I'm doing it extensively, but if I just pull up my notes, like while like we're watching TV and just like write something in my phone and like, ha, you know, like pretend like it's something I wrote to myself. You're not going to have no red flags. I wouldn't ask about that if I saw like my man doing that, because I would just be like, I don't want to be that nosy girl who's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? You know?
But I am curious what he's writing on the notes app though.
Okay, that wouldn't fly with you?
That one, I would just be like, what are you jotting down that's so important? You know, like I would look, like side eye it.
You'd side-eye
like
it?
A little bit, because like usually people don't write in their notes app very often.
I'm always in my notes app.
Really?
Yeah, I always.
So write you're talking about like a shared notes app?
Yeah, like here.
Like what we have.
Like what we have. Yeah, a shared notes app.
That's so smart.
Yeah, that's like what they said was the most creative way people were cheating.
So then that means the girl would know that the guy's cheating too.
Yeah, so that's if both parties are
cheating on each other,
are cheating on their own partners or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
People actually do that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of energy, though, you know, like.
That's a lot to hide.
Wait, have you ever cheated on someone before?
Yeah, I've cheated out of revenge.
Out of revenge?
Yeah, because he cheated on me first.
That's petty, but that's
valid. Then I cheated on him after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that really cheating, though, if it's revenge cheating?
I mean, I also beat him up after, too.
You can only do one or the other, Jade. You can either choose to beat him up or cheat on him.
I beat him up and then I cheated on him, and okay. then I moved on.
Double whammy.
He deserved it.
Did you try to hide it after you revenge cheated on him?
We were already pretty much broken up already at that point. So no, I didn't really try to hide it. I just like straight up laid all the cards on the table and be like, hey, this is how it is. It's over. It's done. And that's how I did it.
I think when girls cheat on guys, they're pretty much done. I think it's a sign of like, you don't really give a fuck in the relationship. Because the only time that I've cheated, I didn't really care about getting caught. Like, I went back to my home in Atlanta. I cheated on my boyfriend with a guy. And then I came back and he caught me like so easily. Like,
what? How? How?
I told my boyfriend at the time that I was with my brother, my little brother. And he just called my little brother and was like, hey, were you with Catherine? And my brother's like, no.
What? He's ratted you out?
Because I didn't care enough to tell my brother to cover up for me. I was just like, whatever. And then I came home and he was like waiting for me at the airport. And he was like, I just talked to your brother. I was like, oh, really? And he was like, oh, I know you weren't with him. And I was like, yeah, I cheated on you. But he was like one of those where he's like, he wanted to work through things. And I was like, you know, I guess we can. But like at that point, I didn't really care about being with him anymore. But I think when a guy cheats on a girl, he can still be in love with a girl and still just want to be with someone else, like have like other pussy.
Oh, because I feel like guys like categorize differently. Like say like, you know, the Chinese mafia people, they have like a wife. But then they have all these other like young Chinese hoes on the side that they would like go on vacation with and then they'd come back to their wife.
Yeah, it's pretty normalized.
In China, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not normalized here.
I think it depends. I think there are some wives, especially like the wives of really rich husbands. Mm-hmm. And if they get to just shop and do whatever, then they can just have someone on the side as long as the two worlds don't go together.
How do you feel about that? So if you were in that situation, if you were like the rich wife, would you be okay with your husband doing that, cheating on you with all these random hoes?
No. I think that's why it's important to make your own money, because you never want to be in a situation where you're financially dependent on somebody to where that you have to let them do things that hurt you in order to keep your financial stability.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why you have the power.
Yeah. That's why I'm all for like sex worker. I'm definitely all for like sex work and stuff, but like girls who are like, oh, like I'm a hoe, I get guys to pay for stuff for me, like I fly on their private jets, I'm just like, and they're like, it's empowering. Well, I guess it's like empowering for now, but like it's not empowering in the long run, because if you're constantly depending on a man for like, you know, like luxury things, the things that you want in life, then you're really like, you're not at an advantage, you know.
Yeah.
the real hustlers is, you don't get the bags, you get the cash. And then you reinvest the cash. And you start your own business.
Oh, that way you... Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How would you feel if you were the wife? Or do you want to be that wife?
I don't think I want to be that wife. I'm too territorial for that. Yeah. I don't want my man cheating on me at all. So... I'd be so mad if that happened to me, though.
You're getting mad right now.
I'm getting mad. I'm like getting hot and fuming because of it. So no, they can't even have girl best friends. So
yeah, I don't think also like, I feel like sometimes girls, it's like a hard line because you don't want to be so territorial that your man thinks that your insecurity is unattractive. Mm-hmm. But some girls that I've seen online are like too trusting of their friends and then their boyfriends. And then they end up in situations where they're just like, they catch their best friend cheating with your boyfriend. It's like, how did you not see that? How could you just blindly trust everyone around you? That's my worst fear.
Oh.
Is being the last person to know. Uh-huh. And then just being completely floored by like, if you was fucking my husband or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's bad. I would never do that,
by the way. I know you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But what if you did?
Oh, shit.
Not pissed at you. Oh, shit. Not at you, Jay.
Oh, man.
I'm scared. Yeah.
But yeah, okay. But, you know, I think that's very, like, unlikely.
Yeah. I think it's unlikely that you're... Well, I don't know. Because I think there are situations where when the girl has a best friend, mm-hmm. and there's a guy, or the guy has a best friend and the girl, they hang out a lot, mm-hmm. it could put you in a situation where your partner goes for the best friend.
Interesting. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, because it's right under your nose, right? And they're accessible because they go everywhere you go. And let's say something happens with you and your partner, right? They have access to your best friend. Like they're gonna probably go to your best friend because, like, you know, they probably talk about feelings and stuff. So when you guys have a fight, who are they going to go to? The best friend. And the best friend's like, oh, like, here, I have a shoulder to cry on, but also, like, here's my dick or whatever. Like,
but I feel like there's, like, a line. Like, I feel like the best friend would never let that boundary pass. If they were, like, truly your best friend. Yeah. You know, they wouldn't never make you, like, feel like that. Yeah. So it would depend. Like, if you have a shitty best friend, then I'd be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
So how are you going to solve your problem, Jade?
I think I'm just going to, like, let him know my feelings. And like you said, like, be nice about it, mm-hmm. and not, like, be too, no, you can't. Mm-hmm. You can't have girlfriends, but just say how I feel.
Yeah. And use that as a test. Everything's a test.
Oh, use my feelings as a test.
Use it to see how he feels about your feelings. Because if you put it in a way of, this is how I feel, and I hope you respect me enough not to hurt my feelings, then that's one thing. Mm-hmm. Rather than if you just be like, oh, you're going to cheat on me. Because he could not cheat on you. And if that's just the issue, then... You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. He could not. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, I could be, like, stressing over nothing, honestly.
Yeah. But you are stressing, so he shouldn't want to make you stress. So put it to him that way and see what he says.
Mm, okay. That's very healthy.
Yeah. I know him, so I think he'll do the right thing. Do the right fucking thing.
Non-toxicity.
Non-toxicity. Let's give it a try. Let's give it a try. All right. Okay. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So it's holiday season. People are, like, dating and stuff. We're also, like, eating a lot because of the holidays. Do you think that if one person in the relationship gains weight, actually, let's make it easier. Do you think if the girl in the relationship starts gaining weight, like, happy relationship weight, and even beyond that, if a girl starts gaining a lot of weight and the guy finds himself unattracted to her, do you think it's okay for the guy to tell the girl, I'm becoming unattracted to you, I hope that you can fix it, or I want you to fix it?
So if a guy says, I think you're becoming unattractive because you're getting a little fat, I think that's, like, a total red flag.
Red flag?
Yeah, that's a total red flag on the guy's part, because I feel like in the initial phases, it's about attraction. But then as you grow together as a relationship, it's about personality and bonding. So I feel like a little bit of, like, holiday weight should not be a big deal, because he should accept you for who you are.
So what if the weight gain happens in the beginning, in the first 6 months? Can you say something?
Ooh.
When it's about the initial attraction.
Ooh. I still think in the first 6 months, are you talking about, like, a rapid weight gain or, like, a slow weight gain? Because there's a difference.
You can gain a lot of weight in 6 months, but I'm talking about, okay, like, let's just say in the situation it's a rapid weight gain. Like, you went from, like, 120 pounds to, like, 160. You gain 40 pounds.
And then, like, that's a health reason. I feel like he should say something.
That's how he should frame it. I'm worried about your health.
Yeah.
But he's really just worried about her getting fat.
But I feel like he should phrase it in a health way so he doesn't, like, piss her off.
Okay. So he can say it, but he has to frame it in a way that's, like, not going to be embarrassing to her, right? Mm. Okay. But so, like, hey, babe, like, I'm really worried that those jeans don't fit. Hold
on. Is that how you're going to say it? Wow, that's so mean.
Hold on. I'm trying to think. Hold on. Let's pretend you're the girl.
Okay. I'm the girl. You're the guy. You're my boyfriend. Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, babe. Are you going to eat that whole apple pie yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to eat the whole apple pie.
That's a lot of sugar, babe. Can I have a piece?
I mean, you could have my leftovers if I... But I'm going to finish the whole thing. I love apple pie.
I don't think that's healthy, babe. I think that, like, how much do you weigh now? No, take that back. I can't do it. Any way that you say you're gaining weight is going to sound asshole-ish. Like, I can't even, okay, fine. Hey, babe, are you going to eat that whole apple pie by yourself?
Yes. I might get another one, too. I love apple pie. This one's, like, the perfect amount of tartness. Melts in my mouth like glue.
God, it's, yeah, apple pie is really fucking good. You've been eating a lot of apple pies, though. Are you craving a lot of sugar?
Yeah, I love sugar. I love dessert. I love ice cream.
You know, I actually saw on a TikTok that craving a lot of sugar can actually be a sign of insulin problems. so maybe we should get you to the doctor, because like if you have insulin problems that can really affect like your fertility, because I want to have babies with you. Like I see you as my wife and my like my everything. I want to have babies with you. I want you to be happy. I feel like you're not as happy now because like we don't even go to the gym anymore. We used to go to the gym all the time. And like, so are you unhappy?
I'm pretty happy. Okay. I love like food.
I know, but I just feel like loving food a little bit too much might be a symptom of something else. So we should just get it checked out just to be sure, because I love you so much.
Okay. I'm down to get it checked out.
Hey!
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. That's a perfect, health is perfect.
Okay, so in the first 6 months, but also what about after like a year or two?
If they gain like a lot of weight?
Yeah. Is this conversation still applicable? Can we still bring it up in the same way?
I feel like weight gain is okay. Like, I really feel like weight gain is fine, because I've been with guys like during the holiday, they've gained a lot of fucking weight and they got really chunky, but I still like love them.
Let me ask you another question. If your guy was to lose his job, is that okay?
No.
That's not okay. All right. We got to explore this then, okay? Because that's what these are the two sides where it's like men typically go for girls based on attraction, right? Well, both parties do, but I think men more so are like more physically stimulated, right? Mm. But women, what we go for besides physical attraction even more is stability.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's not necessarily about the money, but just like how well you can be a protector and caregiver. Protector, sorry.
Uh-huh.
So if a woman loses her attractiveness, why is it not okay for the man to encourage her to, you know, become what he fell in love with? Because if your man lost his job, would we even be having this conversation where it's like, how can I talk to him in a way where I won't hurt his feelings? Or would we just be like, get a job. You lost your job, get a job.
Well, I feel like that really affects your life. Like your whole like finances, everything. Most couples break up because of financial reasons.
But also a lot of couples break up because of cheating as well. And cheating definitely happens because of a lot of reasons. But I would think the main reason why couples cheat or men cheat is because either they're not getting sex from their wives, mm-hmm. or because they're not attracted to their wives anymore.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So thinking if I was a man and I was no longer attracted to my wife, I could A, save her feelings and cheat on her and just let her be happy and eat her apple pie. Or I could tell her, hey, in the nicest way possible that I can, hey, like, I think we need to make some lifestyle changes because I want to get back to the way that we were physically when in the beginning. I think we've lost that. How would you take that?
I think that's fair. I like how you phrased it. It was very... Yeah, I'd like agree to that. I'd like, yeah, I'd lose weight for you, babe. If I really love you, I'll lose weight for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So at any point in the relationship, that's okay.
Yeah, for sure. Like, honesty is key. Would you be okay with your man getting chunkier over time?
Yeah, I think so. But I also don't prioritize physical attractiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think there's certain standards that you have to hit, right? Like, there's like... I tend to be more comfortable with Asian guys. I think that's like almost a non-negotiable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't date a guy right off the bat if he was just like morbidly obese, right? If he was like over 500 pounds.
Yeah, that's unhealthy.
That's really unhealthy. And just like...
And crush you in bed too.
Yeah, like logistically, that's just not... I don't understand how that's going to work. But if he gained a little bit of weight, I don't think that's a big deal breaker. But if a guy was to... When I met him, he had a job. He... was like starting his own business, and those are things that I do really look for in a guy. And then let's say 6 months into the relationship, a year into the relationship, he just like lost all will to do anything. Like maybe I was making good money and he was just like, we'll just live off of you. That would be a deal breaker for me.
So if he lost his job, you'd break up with him?
That's what you got from it?
Yeah.
No, not if he lost his job. If he lost his job and didn't try to find a new one, I would break up with him.
What if he tried to find a new one, but none of the new ones are taking him in?
I would still expect him to find a way to get his shit together.
Mm.
You know, as a man, I feel like you can't blame external forces, right? Sure. You have to, like, if external things aren't working out for you, you got to fix something within you to just make it work. because I would expect the same out of myself. I'm not gonna live off a man, but it's important that he's able to provide for himself at least.
Yeah, a man should be a man, and like I feel like a man should provide for a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the traditional ways, where we were like raised as Chinese people.
Wait, someone said that. Okay, so I was listening to Fresh and Fit.
Yes.
And they said that as soon as a man loses his job in a relationship, the shot clock starts.
What shot clock? The shot clock of breaking up?
Yes. There's a timer inside the girl's head that starts automatically.
How long?
And the more she likes him, or the more like, the more she likes him, the longer that clock is going to give you, but it's still ticking down. So like, it's inevitable that she will break up with you if you run that shot clock out. But how much time you initially have has to do with how much she likes you. And that could be for any sort of reasons.
How much time would you give
a guy?
How long would your shot clock be if he lost his job?
I would say a year.
Oh, yeah? That's very generous.
If I really loved him. If I really loved him, I would say a year. And it wouldn't have to be like a job where he's making the same amount where he's making before. But it's just like I've got to be seeing that you're building effort. Something. Yeah. Oh. But there still has to be results. Like if in like a year and a half and there's just like zero to show for it, then you haven't tried hard enough.
Okay. Then the shot clock.
Yeah. And then you got to change plans then.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Because like here's an example. It's like, okay, what if you were dating a guy and he was a musician,
okay,
right?
Okay.
He's really good at singing and stuff, but like it's just like Hollywood's unpredictable. So you really want him to chase his passion, but at what point do you say you're not going to make it as a singer? You got to learn coding or something.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, but no, that's the reality of things. How do you deal with that situation?
Damn, if I was dating Ted Park.
Oh my God, why would you fucking bring Ted Park into this?
Because he's the first musician I thought of. And if I was dating Ted Park and he couldn't find any music, make gigs anymore, I don't think he could be a software engineer. Like, I think that's his only way. Like, I feel like the way is no plan B. Like, you should go all in or nothing.
So you would support him indefinitely?
Yeah. I feel like he should just go all the way. Like, that's your path and that's your path.
But you gotta, that means the long, so if he never makes it as an artist, that means that you have to support both of you forever. That means that you want to be an actress, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're also going to be kind of a struggling artist,
oh,
right?
Shit, yeah.
So if Ted Park chasing his rapping or his music dreams means that you got to quit your actress dreams and become a fucking server at like Fogo de Chao, you want to do that?
No.
No, you know. So what do we do?
That's what a we problem. Do here. That's a problem. Problem.
These are real problems,
Ted,
Jade.
You better find a job, dude. I'm rooting for you.
Ted, you better start coding. You better start that coding boot camp, dude. You're moving to SF.
I could never see him sitting behind an office chair, ever. Like, I'm going to do some creative stuff.
Maybe you
help him find musician gigs.
Help him find musician gigs, or maybe try to steer him towards the right passion. Because I think with all people, like in a relationship, it's like with guys especially, you can't tell them what to do. Like telling them that they'll never be an artist is not going to be effective in getting them to quit their dreams. But maybe pointing out that they have other strengths. Like, oh, babe, you're a great singer, but like you're also really good at fixing things around the house. Like you put that IKEA bed together in like 20 seconds. So
damn. that's so low key.
Right? But you've already incepted the idea that he could be a carpenter.
Oh my God. Do some blue collar work?
Yo, blue collar work actually pays a lot of money. It's because it's a job that not everyone wants to do. Everyone wants to be a rapper. Everyone wants to make fucking TikToks and shit. Mm-hmm. But nobody wants to be a plumber, and they get paid well.
Way more.
Yeah.
They get paid way more than TikTokers.
Yes. So, yeah.
I think that's valid.
Yeah. So, Jade, what's your shot clock? What's the shot clock for you?
If I really, really liked him, I would like try to steer him on his path. Like you gotta like keep making music, you gotta keep putting stuff out on TikTok, because it's a grind, it's all hustle at the end of the day. So I feel like 1 to 2 years, Maybe 1 year because I'm impatient. Maybe 6 months because I'm pretty impatient. Six months.
Down from 2 years to 6 months. But what she really means is divide that by two. It's 3 months. That's the real shot clock. Yeah, that's a long time. That's a long time without any income.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. But I think a real guy, I think a real man would, if he really had no income coming in, he wouldn't put the burden completely on you for that long.
Yeah, I feel like no guy would put a burden on the female.
Yeah.
They'd always have savings too.
Yeah. Unless it's like, have you ever seen that meme where it's like a guy at a register with his girlfriend and he's hugging his girlfriend from behind? And that's like the broke boy pose. Cause like basically every guy that uses his girlfriend as like a sugar mama does that same pose when she's going up to pay for something at the register. He's hugging her from behind.
Oh my God.
It's like the broke boy pose.
Damn.
Some guys do that.
I can imagine. Because the woman has all the power.
Yeah.
Would you ever like be in that, like, for example, like, would you ever let a guy like hug you from behind like that if you were the money maker, the bread earner? Or would you lose attraction for him?
I think I'd lose attraction for him. I don't like, even if I was a really like an old woman and it was like a young hot guy, I just wouldn't, that doesn't
respect him.
Yeah,
as
I don't
much.
Respect him. Yeah, yeah, that doesn't make me hot in bed to know that like I'm paying you to be here. I want you to be here. I want you to be here because you want to be here.
Mm-hmm. I want to like look up to my man.
Yeah.
Like, I want to learn from him, look up to him.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's hot.
That is hot. Knowledge is hot, boys.
Smart boys are hot.
When guys ask me, like when I'm streaming and stuff and doing my like relationship Q&As and they're like, what's the one thing that I can do to get girls? And I'm like, learn a skill and be really good at it and teach it to the girl.
Mm.
I think universally that's a pretty hot thing for most girls that aren't completely fucking shallow.
What skill would he have to learn to like really impress you?
I think anything, but anything that like for me personally, anything that has to do with like, something nerdy.
Oh yeah.
Something nerdy. Yeah.
So like programming.
So
like board games. So like board game strategy.
Board game strategy could be a good one. I think video games can be a good one too. It doesn't have to necessarily be something that like makes you money.
Uh-huh.
Just anything that you can, anything that's teachable. If you're able to teach something, then that's also like a communication thing. You know, it brings people closer.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna come here.
He's getting clingy.
Come here.
Yeah, I feel like a guy that could teach me a skill, like a hobby that I really enjoy doing. Like for example, if he could teach me poker. Then that's like a big thing for me. If he could teach me like something that I'm doing, like acting, like basketball, that kind of stuff. Then
do you trust poker players though? Like, how do we feel about poker players?
Oh,
really?
That's tough. Do you feel like poker players are a red flag? Because they lie so well.
Yeah, that's their job, is to not show emotion when they're bluffing.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to read their emotions, but I can't. It's tough. They put up a good act. I don't know if I could trust them.
I don't know if we should discount all poker players, but I feel like it is kind of a red flag. It's like dating
It's like dating a sports player or like a basketball player or like.
Because they're around like vice all the time. Gambling, yeah. Alcohol, drugs. Although most poker players I know don't drink, at least when they're playing poker.
Oh, the pro ones don't drink.
Yeah,
that's true. But I feel like poker players are also very generous because they just like they're chips.
Chips.
Just giving chips. Out chips like
and
that.
Chips.
So
chips. Yeah. True.
I guess from experience, you know that they're generous too, right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're generous. They just have wives and babies. That's it. That's it.
Man.
No big deal.
Okay, so on the first date, this guy asked me about marriage and if I wanted to have kids. Do you think that's a red flag?
No, I think that's a green flag.
Really? Why?
That's the greenest flag.
But isn't that love bombing?
Oh.
Because I also like did this like thing where it wasn't true, but I said like, oh, I had a dream about you, but I didn't really have a dream about him. I just said that to like get him to like, and then he called me right after. Like, this is a tactic that works. Tell a guy that you had a dream about him and he's going to obsess over you.
Really?
Yes. I did this twice and both guys like called me like, what did you dream about? And I didn't tell them. And the mystery made them like think about it more. They thought about me more. They're like, what did she dream about me? I'm like, I can't tell you because like it's embarrassing. And then he said like, oh, is it about us getting married?
What?
And then I think that's love bombing.
Okay, that I think the dream thing only works if the guy likes you, because mm-hmm. if he isn't already attracted to you, or if he doesn't like you, then that's creepy. Mm-hmm. So that could either bring him closer or push him away. I don't know if it's love bombing, because I think that if a guy asks you on the first date these very hard questions, it means that he's planning for the future. It means that he doesn't want to waste your time if you have differences in fundamental values. If you want kids and he doesn't want kids, or vice versa, there's no point in continuing on to the second, third, 10th date, because most likely you guys aren't going to change your minds about it. Or maybe you will, but like, he wants to figure out whether or not he should be serious about you. Yeah. And that means that he's not going to play games with you. He's just very upfront, like, yes, no, you know, straightforward.
But he's also a poker player.
Okay, so this is the poker player that asked you.
Yeah.
That could be difficult, because the poker player might be using it as a manipulation tactic, because he knows these are the types of questions that girls might take as, oh, he's serious about me. Mm-hmm. So he's like one step ahead of you.
So smart. So smart. I feel like...
What did you say?
I said, no, I don't want kids. And I'm not sure about marriage. So I made it very vague. And he's like, why don't you want to have kids? And I'm like, oh, I think I'm still a kid myself. So I'm not ready to have kids. So I made it very vague.
You said you're not ready to have kids, but that it wouldn't be a deal breaker, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's different. I'm not ready to have kids and I'll never have kids are two different things.
Mm.
How did he take it? What did he say?
He was like, oh, okay. He's like, maybe you'll change your mind in the future.
Okay, I think whether or not to detect whether it's a manipulation tactic is to see his response. Because if he takes your response and then like molds himself in a way that fits your response, like, oh, like, I don't really want to have kids either, I don't know about marriage either, then he's really just like grabbing to find common ground with you so that you'll attach to him more. But if he's resolute in his own opinions, like, oh, you're not sure about marriage, I am sure about marriage, that's what I want, then I think you can tell that that would be a green flag. Because despite your answer, he still has his own opinions and he's stayed to them and he wants to communicate that with you.
But I feel like it's too fast. Like, he's just attracted on me based on a surface level. He barely knows me on a personal.
And he's asking you deep questions?
Yeah. It's like a looks thing. Like, he just likes me for my looks, not like for anything else.
But it's showing that he wants to get to know you on a deeper level. If he's being genuine in his questions, like... Okay, maybe wanting to get married and kids on the first date, that's a little bit sus. That's a little bit sus, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it could mean, I think it depends as you get older too. When you're 25 and you ask marriage and kids on the first date, that's different than when you're 35 and ask if you want marriage and kids on the first date.
Ah, he's 28.
It's weird for a guy to talk about that, because it's usually the girl that's like stressing out about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So it's like, he just like threw these questions at me with no warning. So I was just a little thrown off.
Maybe he was trying to throw. I just don't know how toxic he is, because he might just be like, oh, I thought it. That's what I'm going to say. There's no filter, right? Because guys don't overthink things. And you're just over here like, what does it all mean? Maybe you just wanted to know.
But like you said, poker players are like a step ahead.
They are.
So.
They are.
I don't know.
Moral of the story is, don't date poker players? I don't know.
Yeah. Because it's just too much lying. I feel it's not safe.
What occupation is the safest to date?
Software engineers.
Software engineers?
Yeah.
I think... No, because being a software engineer is like pretty cool now. You get paid really well. You have job security. If you work for a company like Meta or Twitter, you can get your girlfriend's Instagram back.
Yeah.
What is there not to love? I think we can go even further. I think the safest occupation that you can date without your partner cheating on you is... Retiree.
No, that's dangerous.
Oh, is it?
Because then he has so much free time to do whatever he wants.
Oh shit, I didn't think about that.
There's nothing to like ground him down. You know what I mean?
He's got to be unemployed, Jade.
What? Why?
because then he has no coworkers. He ain't got no money to go anywhere. He can't go out flaunting his shit. He better stay home and look for a job. But then, I can keep my eye on him.
But then he can't, like, you know, pay for you and stuff.
That's the price you pay for wanting a guy who has no options.
But do you really want a guy with no options, though?
No, this is just a hypothetical situation where I'm saying it's the safest option. I don't necessarily want the safest option.
No, I feel like software engineers legit because they're surrounded by other dudes all the time. Because all software engineers are really like Twitter is all like dudes.
But what if Facebook's you get that one hot tech guy?
Usually they're
that
not
all the tech girls want.
Usually tech girls are not hot.
That's true. But okay. But then again, they're working around tech girls and these tech girls have things in common with your tech boyfriend that you can't learn coding overnight, Jade. This isn't like League or something. Like, you'll never be able to have the knowledge that she does. And maybe your tech guy is a nerd, so he's attracted to knowledge and not necessarily your hot body.
But
so
they're not funny.
They could be.
I doubt it. Usually tech people aren't that funny.
That's why they have to code. They have no jokes. They gotta code.
They don't have personalities most of the time.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Like, they're usually pretty bland. Like
all your tech OF subs unsub now, no reoccurring bill.
Just based off my experience, because I dated a guy that worked for Facebook, and he's super bland.
Oh yeah, I met him. He is.
Yeah.
No personality.
He has no essence to him.
He was also a lot older than you, Jade.
Yeah, that's true.
He could have done it. He could have been like an accountant, and still had that same personality. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough. I still say unemployed.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Hot take time.
Oh yes, I love hot takes.
Yes. Okay, so if a guy likes a girl who's completely shaved down there, no hair, waxed, is that sus? Let's think through this. Why would that be sus, Jade?
Because then she'd be like a child.
Yes.
And that's sus.
That's very sus. So do you think that's sus?
If a guy's prefer shaven pussy?
It's not even like, what if a guy said, my deal breaker in a girl is that she is just waxed and bald down there.
Like, not even a little bit of hair?
No. Just
waxed. Not even like a little like airstrip or something?
Baby mole rat.
No, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. But I do see like, I don't know. Nah. I think that's pretty sus. Do you think it's sus?
I think if a guy initially told me that, it would be red flag.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to further interrogate. I'd have
on
to be
why?
Say why. Yeah, because one of the reasons that I can think of right off the top of my head of why a guy would say that is because maybe he's let me think. Maybe he has a phobia of hair. I don't know.
Maybe his past girlfriends always were shaven. I don't know.
Yeah, but why were they always shaven? Because they were 12?
Oh.
This got dark so quick.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a red flag.
Yeah, I would.
Like, if he makes you shave.
Yeah, I would be interested in hearing what their reasoning would
be. If he said, oh, that's just my preference.
Yeah, because I feel like nowadays anyone can just be like, that's my preference. I'm allowed to have a preference, right? And literally you can't be like, no, you can't. But I need to know the reason behind it. Because like, that's a deal breaker for me. If you like girls who are not of age, that is like the biggest red flag. There's nothing that can like explain away that.
If you like girls that are not, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's like a jail time.
That's like jail time. That's jail time. Big time jail time.
Okay. Or like I would like go into his past relationships and ask how older his exes were.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Because that would indicate if he's really like a pedophile.
What if his exes were like, okay, what if he's 28, right?
Uh-huh.
But his exes are like, one's 19, but one's 24. But none of them are past 24.
That's
the
like.
The oldest one is 24, but he's 28.
It's like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep. That's it.
No, I wouldn't. He has to have a range, otherwise it's kind of sus.
Yeah, because you know what, most young guys that I've talked to that are non-sus, mm-hmm. they've hooked up with women that are older than them.
Yeah,
just like, even if it's like not their preference, they're like, I did it for the story. Like, I'll do it just because, like, MILFs are hot, you know? Like, it's not who they prefer, but they've still done it. So if a guy is just like, I've never hooked up with a girl more than 24, I'm like, that's a red flag.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Utak's even dating an older girl right now. So good on him.
Wait. He's dating someone?
He's dating an older girl.
Who is it?
I don't know. He didn't say. He didn't say who it was, but I just...
How do you know she's an older girl?
He said so.
Oh, on his podcast.
Yeah, he said he was dating an older woman that's in her like mid-30s.
Oh, wait, how old is Butok?
He's 28.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In mid-30s.
No, he's 25. No, he's 26, I think. So yeah, Butok's 26.
That's like a... It's like an 8 or 9 year age gap?
Yeah. I'm like, good on him. Like, he's definitely not a pedophile. I respect that.
We have crossed Wu-Tok off of the pedophile registry. Our internal, the Girls Gone Wireless podcast registry. He's been officially taken off.
Hey, how much older is, like, too old?
How much older is too old? It depends on how old you are. I think the older you are as a girl, the bigger the age gap can be. But I think a good rule of thumb for me is no more above 6 years. Because you have to think of it this way. If you're going to stay with someone for the long term, like forever, to get married with them, you got to think about what's going to happen when you get a lot older. If they're way older than you, let's say they're like 10 years older than you and you're 50 and they're 60, you're going to start having health problems at 60. And if you want to be like a faithful partner, you're going to have to take care of them. So while you're in your 50s, maybe you haven't even retired yet. You know, you're still healthy. You got to take care of a sick guy. And I mean, like, it happens a lot. It's like, I mean, I guess you could leave him, but like, do you want to go to hell? I don't know.
No.
Yeah. And if you really plan on loving your partner, I think you should pick someone around your age range so that you guys can age together, you guys can share the same life experiences together, and you can work together in life. I think that's the main point of being with someone who's around your age.
I was also doing some, like, I saw online there was an article that usually couples that are within like 2 years apart, that's where they stay together the longest.
Yeah
I think so. There's research on this.
Yeah,
2 years is ideal. Like,
2 years,
under 2 years, or like the same age is perfect.
Over under. Yeah. The one that, like, my mom is the one who actually told me about, like, that don't date someone too much older than you. Because in my mind, like, I was like, oh, if they're a lot older than you, then they're, like, a lot uglier than you. Then you don't age as fast to them. And she's like, no, but, like, because my dad is 6 years older than my mom.
Okay.
And she's like, even your dad being 6 years older than me, like, I'm suffering a lot having to take care of him. And it's, like, 6 years, that's not even 10. So, like, you need to be around, like, she said 4 years at most, over under.
Your mom's smart.
Yeah. I think moms have to think that way. Asian moms always
Scheming.
Always be scheming. For their daughters, especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you? What's your top age range?
Yeah, I feel like I try to date close to my age. Yeah. Because I feel like the if they're like 20 years older than you, there's nothing to relate about.
Yeah.
And it's like bland. About. There's nothing to talk about. You guys don't mesh on the same hobbies also.
Yeah. If you date someone, if someone is willing to date you and you're like 20 years younger than them, then they're just probably a really superficial person and you're probably a gold digger.
If they're 20 years younger?
If they're 20 years older.
Oh,
than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like it means that they probably don't care about anything other than surface level, which means that as soon as you get older, they'll probably just change you out for a newer model.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. But those relationships do work, because I feel like in those relationships, the girl is using the guy for their money, mm-hmm. and the guy is using the girl for their youth. So it's like a
exchange.
It's an exchange.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I agree. Nope. Yeah. I'm going to stick to around my age range.
All right. Stick with the guy who has a girl best friend, the one that we were talking about in the beginning. All right. Let's do our current events section.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on in the world?
Something about Elon Musk and Twitter.
Something about Elon Musk and Twitter. We're industry professionals, trust us. Okay,
yeah.
So here's what's going on with Elon Musk and Twitter. Did you know that Elon Musk bought Twitter?
And he laid off a lot of workers.
He did lay off a lot of workers. Do you know why?
Because they weren't working very hard and they were doing nothing.
That's what he said.
So it's not true?
I think that you're... I mean, it could a little bit be true, but also you have to keep in mind that Elon Musk is like a very proud billionaire. So if something goes wrong in his company, he could just default to, it was my workers that aren't competent. But at the end of the day, he is the CEO of this company now. All the failures, all the victories, it goes back to him. And also, he just laid off a bunch of people who presumably are like on the tech side. And like, they've built up this platform way before he was CEO. So like, they have knowledge of the back end of Twitter that he has no knowledge of. So what is he going to do? Take everything down and rebuild it, recode it? So I don't think that was a very smart decision on his choice, but I don't really know why.
Oh, I know why. I know why. It's because he wants free speech. He wants to bring Andrew Tate back and Trump back to Twitter. He wants to bring all the banned people back to Twitter.
Do you want all the banned people to come back to Twitter?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. I do want to see Trump and Andrew Tate back. Because what they have to say is interesting to me. It's funny.
But here's also something that's funny. So you know how Elon Musk, when he became CEO, he redid the whole verification check thing. So now you can pay $8 a month to pay for a little blue check.
No.
You didn't know this, Jane?
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What? That's right, okay. Wait, is that good or bad?
Well, it's... All right. So it's funny because... We're so conditioned, when we go through our feed, anyone with a blue check, you're just automatically like, oh, they're verified. They're like the person, right? So what people have been doing in response to that is they've been buying the subscription and getting a check next to their name and changing their names to Elon Musk. So now there's a bunch of parody Elon Musk accounts saying some of the most ridiculous shit. Shall I read some to you?
Yes. That's hilarious. There's a bunch of trolls on Twitter.
Yes, of course. Okay.
Okay. How many Elon Musks are there?
There's a fucking lot, but there's some more. There's pretty notable ones. Okay. Okay, so this is, so actually someone made a troll Tesla account.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a verified Tesla account.
Okay.
These are some of the troll Tesla tweets that have been going viral. We will be offering 10,000 vehicles to support the Ukraine military. Our cars are the most advanced explosive devices on the market.
I mean, they are bulletproof.
No, Jade. They're explosives. It's saying their cars blow up.
Oh! Here I was trying to sound smart. I mean, the truck is bulletproof. That's funny.
Okay, let me read some more. Okay, here's one. This isn't from a Tesla account. So there is a pharmaceutical company called Eli Lilly, and they make insulin for diabetics.
Okay.
Insulin is very expensive for diabetics. Without insurance, even with insurance, it's pretty expensive. So... someone made a troll Eli Lilly account, and a verified one, and said, our insulin is now free to everyone. And so everyone saw the blue check, they're like, oh my God, and they like freaked out. The Eli and Lilly, the real company's stock price, because of that tweet, that troll tweet, tanked in that day. And Eli Lilly had to come out on their real account and be like, hey guys, they had to address it. They had to be like, hey guys, that was actually a troll tweet. Mm. But like, because of one tweet, a company's stock price just completely tanked.
That's dangerous.
It is dangerous. And so what did Elon, what did Mr. Musk do?
I bet he banned them.
Yes, he was. In this case, free speech is not funny anymore. Like, free speech is not in his favor.
Oh.
So he basically said that in order for people to tweet parody tweets, they have to put parody in their name now. And he also just took away the feature now. So now he's workshopping the feature, I think.
The blue checkmark
feature. The blue checkmark feature. So what do you think, Jade? Like, do you think that free speech should only be allowed on Twitter when it favors Mr. Musk?
When it favors Mr. Musk.
Yeah, when it favors Elon. Like, Elon wants free speech when it's like, okay, bring Andrew Tate and Trump back on Twitter and let them make whatever remarks they can, because free speech and comedy. But when people are making parody accounts of Tesla and Elon, then it's not okay.
That's not free speech. That's very interesting. Because, yeah, like, if you're the butt of the joke, you never want it to happen.
Exactly.
Oh.
Oh.
I would love free speech, but I don't want to be the joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
So should we just take away free speech then? No more?
Nobody. Damn. But then that's like the end of like all the controversy. That's the end of all like arguments and ideas, I feel.
Well, that's not true, because pre-Elon Musk on Twitter, people were still able to make controversial opinions, but they were very censored. So maybe there's a medium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a medium where we're allowed to voice our opinions, but just in a way that's... Here's my rule. I think that people should be able to voice their opinions on social media if it does not incite violence. So you can say, I don't agree that transgender people should compete in whatever Olympics or whatever.
Mm.
But you can't say they can't... Transgender people shouldn't compete in Olympics. Let's go fight them, right? There's a difference.
Oh, yeah. That's like safe.
Yeah.
When you do that. Yeah, I like that.
So say what you want. Just don't incite violence. Don't no call to action.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that okay?
That's okay. Okay. No call to action. So what about like when people say racist remarks?
Yeah. I think people should have the freedom to say racist remarks.
Mm.
I think, yeah, because if you just bury racism under let's not talk about it anymore, then racist feelings are still there. Like, there needs to be discourse. People need to be able to discuss their feelings, whether bad or good. That's how we're going to resolve them.
But what if the racist comments, you know, they form groups and the groups go against each other, causing violence?
That's true. I think there's going to be groups no matter what.
That's true.
I think there's going to be groups no matter what. I think the important thing is to not like let these groups
overtake your life.
Yes. Which group would you join, Jade?
Asian group.
The Asian
of
group?
Course.
The Asian gang?
I'm Team Asia.
I'm Team Asia too. Okay. So do you think, let's say, do you think people should be able to be like, I hate chinks on Twitter? Can they say that?
Oh no, that's not good.
That's not good. But do you think they should be able to say it? They feel it.
I mean, if they want to say it, they could say it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
yeah. Then I'm just gonna hate on them.
You're gonna hate on them.
Yeah,
fight fire with fire.
Yeah,
excellent plan.
Whatever race they are, I'll say I hate that race too.
That's a good plan. All right, anything else? Wait, what was our other current event? I lost it. Ticketmaster. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So did you hear what's up with Ticketmaster?
I think they're increasing their prices by tickets a lot.
Yeah. So apparently Ticketmaster and Live Nation. Ticketmaster bought Live Nation? Okay. Ticketmaster and Live Nation merged. And they're working with art. So basically when artists go on tour, they don't dictate the prices of their tickets. The Ticketmaster does. So the person that sells their tickets, the platform that sells their tickets, can dictate how much their prices are. So now they're overly inflating artists' tickets to like ridiculous amounts. I saw a tweet where there are Taylor Swift tickets going for like 35, 50, 50 grand, like tens of thousands of dollars, right?
That's too much.
It's way too much. And so now I'm seeing on my FYP these videos of Taylor Swift fans bawling, crying, being like, I love Taylor Swift. I've been like the moderator of her fan club for forever, and now I'll never be able to see her live. What do we do? if you were the artist, if you were Taylor Swift, what would you do?
I would decrease my prices so like everyone could afford it.
You can't. You have no control over that.
Why is Ticketmaster so powerful? Why do they control my prices? It's not fair.
When you're an artist, everyone controls everything about you. You're just the puppet.
Wow. So it's like the Matrix. Pinocchio. Then we're all stuck in the Matrix then.
Yeah. So what do you do? What could you do within your power, knowing that you can't?
I would strike.
You would. Wow.
Yeah. I would strike.
Damn. I didn't think about that.
What, striking?
Yeah, I would just be like, I have no power over it. Sorry. Sorry. What? What do you want me to do about it? Take it up with Ticketmaster.
Yeah, I'm trying to like strike and sue them because it's unreasonable.
Okay. Right. Because Ticketmaster needs you they need you personally to get up on that stage and perform your songs. So if you don't perform your songs, then they don't sell any tickets.
And they're probably making so much cut from that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're making a lot of it.
So they're just greedy. They're just being greedy. So I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
For like the normal people.
I think the problem with like how they figure out the prices. I don't know how they're figuring out the prices, but maybe it's like according to demand. Ticketmaster is not an artist. Ticketmaster is an entity, and their only goal is to make money, right? They don't have feelings. This corporation doesn't have feelings.
Yeah.
So they see the demand for this artist is this amount. They probably have like an algorithm or something that computes the price of the tickets based on the demand, like their album sales, whatever, the amount of subscribers or whatever they have.
Uh-huh.
So I think that the only way to go is to strike.
Yeah.
Because they need you.
Yeah. I would strike hard.
Hard.
I mean, 35K. That's like a car, dude.
What is the most you would pay to see your favorite artist?
I would pay, what, 500?
500?
Yeah.
Damn. For like, but like the best seats, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not too into concerts anyway, so.
What's your favorite concert you've ever been to?
Oh, I would love to see Trump rap.
Wait, this is an imaginary concert.
Imaginary concert.
Okay.
I would pay a lot to see that.
You want to see Trump rap?
Yeah, I want to see him rap. Some gold digger or something.
With Kanye. You want the collab.
I want the collab. I would pay money for that shit.
How much would you pay? You'd pay $500 to see Kanye and Trump collab.
Probably
$1,000. $1,000?
Because there's two of them. two controversial figures.
Two 500s equal 1,000.
And then Andrew Tate in the back, like doing some moves.
So 1,500?
Doing some dancing. Yeah, exactly. 500,
damn,
500, 500.
Jade, that's just a lot of controversy on one stage.
Imagine how fun it would be, though. Imagine how crazy the crowds are.
I feel like that would end in riot, Jade.
I mean, I feel like the haters would be like waiting out front, like trying to like shoot people up.
You think so?
I think so. I feel like there'd be like stalking because all three public figures have a lot of haters.
Wait, why do you love them so much?
I love villains.
Okay.
I love them because they're not afraid to speak their mind.
Okay, can I put it to you a different way?
Yeah.
What if Kanye, let's replace Jewish people with Asians. What if he said, Asian people own everything. China owns everything. They're all a bunch of communists.
Uh-huh.
And they're just, you know, they're like the chinks, you know, do this, they do that. And it was an attack on our people. Would your feelings change? Would they still be the kind of villain that you follow?
Damn. That'd be tough.
This is empathy, Jay. You gotta empathize with the other person. Really think these things
then
out.
Then I would feel, I'd feel pretty sad.
You wouldn't like him as much, right?
I wouldn't like him as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably how
they feel.
Yeah.
Oh, no! What a great way to put it, Kat. I never thought about it like that. You're making me more mature every day.
Am I?
Yeah, you're making me think about different sides that I never thought about.
Yeah.
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 Huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they're not entertainers. I think they're good. I think they're funny entertainers, but I do think that influential people need to be more careful about what they say because people will listen blindly to them.
Okay.
Right? So if a really popular person says anti-Semitic things or anti-Asian things, then that can cause like a large group of people following them to have the same feelings. And that's what causes racial tension. But I also don't think we should cancel them.
Yeah.
I don't think cancel culture is like appropriate response.
Because?
Because it's like you can't put a grown man, like putting someone in timeout isn't the answer for like.
They actually, I feel like they actually generate more fans when they are canceled. Like, because people are looking for them. So, for example, like, Andrew Tate made so much more money when he got banned.
What does Andrew Tate make money off of?
He has this program. It's called Hustlers University.
Oh, yeah. The MLM scheme.
Yeah. But I think he actually, like, makes videos that teaches men, like, real things. So, I don't think it's a scheme at the end of the day. Because I think he's actually trying to help men be better.
Should we join Hustlers University as an
experiment? I'm very curious.
Like, one of us just like pull in our money and just join it.
How much is it? It's like $80 a month or something.
What? There's $80 a month?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's like $80 a month.
That's how much I spend on Postmates a month. Okay, probably more than that. But still, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
That's like all my streaming platforms together.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a big ask, Jade. I mean,
it's more than Netflix.
That's way more than Netflix. That's like my Netflix, Hulu, and HBO Max together. More than that.
Mm.
I also think that canceling is like, it's not forever. So, case in point, there was a TikToker named Reed Choi.
Yes.
He got canceled maybe like, I don't remember, a while back, maybe a year back because of this scandal. He was dating this other influencer named Gina Darling. And she came out, like, she exposed him for being a cheater, a liar, and a manipulator, and she got all the girls that he cheated on her with, they all got in a group chat, like got receipts from texts, and basically he gave Gina syphilis because he was a cheater and like all these other girls and didn't tell Gina, and so people canceled him on TikTok. Who pops up on my FYP
all the time
now? Reed Choi. And if you go into the comments, there's not one single person that remembers what happened like a year ago. And back then, a year ago, it was on like gossip websites. It was on Twitter. It was like a trending thing on Twitter. And people were like, your career is over. You're done. And all he did was he just like went on TikTok and he made like a half-ass apology. And he was like, I'm going to take a break. And he took a break for a couple months, came back, and no one said anything.
And he actually gained more followers from it.
Yeah, he's had like 5 million now.
He's doing great.
He's thriving.
Good for him.
Good
for you.
Do you think he should have gotten canceled for cheating and giving his girlfriend syphilis?
I don't think he ever got canceled. Like, because like canceling is like getting banned. He never got banned. Like, he just got a ton of like hate messages. And that was it.
Yeah. Do you think he deserved that?
Yeah. Hate messages is fine. Reasonable. Yeah. I think he deserved the hate messages, but I don't think he should be canceled.
Yeah. Getting like not deplatformed or anything.
No. I feel like everyone should have their platform.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
All right, love you, Reed Choi. I don't know. I don't love you. I don't really care about you. All right,
still on the FYP.
Still on. Yeah, his content is pretty good. I think he's funny. He's a funny guy.
You know who's always on my, like, Andrew Tate is on my FYP every 3 swipes.
Because the algorithm knows that you're into toxic masculinity.
But he's not that toxic. If you really get to like know his personality, he actually loves women, and he actually like really stands for women. And he thinks women are loyal. He thinks the right woman is loyal.
I think he's a showman, because I think he knows. I think at the core of his, like, I think he has some right ideas about like traditional gender roles, but also he says these hot button fucking things like women should have their body counts branded on their foreheads.
Oh, did he say that?
He said that. He said that women are property. You know, I don't want people to touch my property.
I mean, I don't want people to touch my boyfriend.
That's true. There's a difference between saying, I love and care for someone. I believe in traditional monogamous roles, rather than women are my property. Don't touch my property.
So it's a different way of saying it, though.
You like his honesty.
I like his honesty. I like his like upfrontness, because I feel like people are scared to say that.
But you don't think that there's some incels out there in their basement that really would take that as women are property and we should go treat them like cattle and brand their body counts on their foreheads?
You have a point. Mm-hmm. You have a point on that. Mm-hmm. That he might be doing a bad influence to some incels.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now be careful. With power comes great responsibility, Jade.
Okay. I'll take that.
Okay. All right, Jade. I think we're out of time. I think we've covered some good topics.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
I learned a lot. Thank you. I've become more mature now.
Good. Every episode will grow a little bit more.
I think I'm starting to become more empathetic because of you. Because you're like the real empathy person. You're what's it called? You're an empath.
I think, I don't know.
You're a real empath because you know when someone's feeling sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Cancer.
Yeah.
All I feel is emotions.
Yeah. I love that.
All right. Love you, Jane.
I love you too.
Bye, guys.
Bye, fuck fam.
That was fun. That was good. That was good.